Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy.
Brian.
Nancy Mimlis. You're back on Berg Vivant.
I am. I'm so excited.
What keeps you coming back like a moth to a flame?
You.
Oh, get out of here.
All right, I'm leaving.
So, but first, before you do,
okay.
tell us a little bit about something you've seen this week.
I went to the wonderful performance of A Chaise Maid in Cheapside by Thomas Middleton.
Oh, that's the name of the play.
No, that's, yeah, it's not okay. Who I went with. It was actually the name of the play.
Say it again.
A Chaise Maid in Cheapside. A Chaise Maid in Cheapside. Okay. And it's by Thomas Middleton, and it is playing at the Peter Mills Auditorium at Duquesne.
Oh, very good.
Duquesne Red Maskers. It's an alumni and student production.
Okay,
some of the old favorites brought back and some new students.
Oh, well, that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, okay. I guess they do that periodically. It is directed and designed by John Lane Jr. Very well done. And it has a cast of 29.
Oh.
A couple of people. And many play multiple roles.
Now, I have to guess that this is a play that was written many, many, many years ago.
Because, yeah.
Because of economic reasons, nobody is writing plays with 30 people anymore.
Yeah, and there's more.
Because nobody wants to pay 30 people anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge cast. Many of them play multiple roles, so it's actually probably a huge play.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That means you have to do it.
And it's, it is hilarious. It is a bit complicated because there's basically four plots going on.
Okay, I can see the complication.
Yes, it's already complicated. And it's very fast-paced and it's very quick-tongued, so you really have to pay attention or you're going to miss something.
Oh, yeah.
The first plot is Yellowhammer. Mr. Yellowhammer has a daughter who is a... Yeah, Yellowhammer, I get
okay.
it. Who's a virgin and chaste. And he wants to marry her off. And Yellowhammer and his wife, Maudlin, are played by Jay Keenan and Nancy Love. Very hilarious, very bawdy, very over the top. And their daughter, who the subplot of that is, she's in love with Touchwood Jr. And no one, I know, let me just say the names. But they want to marry her off to Sir Walter Whorehound. No? No comment? Okay. Sir Walter Whorehound, who's having
that?
An affair and has several mistresses, one being John Allwit's wife, who has many children by Sir Walter Whorehound. He also has a mistress who is a Welsh gentlewoman who is trying to be married off to Yellowhammer's son, Tim.
Well, you're really keeping very good track of all.
Yes. Now, the other plots are Oliver Kicks and his wife cannot have children, so they're looking for help, and they go to Youngwood Sr., the brother of Tim, who is going to be married off, hopefully, to Moll, M-O-L-L, who is the daughter. The other plot going on is that there are these promoters.
Wait a minute.
Spies.
That all was just one?
Yes. That's actually one to two.
Okay.
Then you have Allwit, who is trying to sustain Walter Whorehound being his sort of benefactor to help take care of all of his children.
Naturally.
Yes. Yeah. But he is trying to also be involved with the Yellowhammer and Maul marrying off situation. And then the other plot is that these promoters, who are hilarious, and I have to look at their names, Bill Lyon and Eric Matthews, are hilarious and are multiple characters. They sort of are spies, and they're in like many scenes, but they're hilarious. They're just over the top. So all these people come together. Maul wants to marry Toughwood Jr., but she's supposed to marry Sir Walter Horhound, and Sir Walter Horhound has some mistresses in Allwit, Allwit's wife, and the gentlewoman who's now marrying. And enter the scene comes Tim, the son who comes home, who's a scholar, who doesn't want to marry anyone, and has his tutor with him, who is played by Tim Colbert, who's returning to Pittsburgh after a long time and is hilarious.
Okay, now that I'm thoroughly confused, tell me about the production.
Okay. So the production is very, it's a Jacobean comedy. It's got all of the elements of very sexual innuendo mixed with, you know, very people confused about who's who and who's coming in, and maybe this person should be with this person, but they don't know that they're with this person. And Yellowhammer just wants his daughter to marry this wealthy man, but he has all these mistresses, and there's a lot of confusion. But everyone does a great job of keeping their character intact. A couple of other mentions are Corey Bisball, who's Davey. He's like a servant. He's hilarious. Abby Blackman, she plays a Puritan, and she also plays the wife, who's hilariously pregnant and screaming in the beginning. Lots of people coming in and out, lots of gossipers. Mm. Everyone's over the top. Everyone's hilarious. Jay Keenan and Nancy Love really take it up a notch, and you just, you laugh so much you can't even follow the dialogue at times because it's so funny. And John Lane did a really good job at bringing all this crazy mayhem together. Mm. And then there's all this resolution at the end with weddings and a funeral.
Well, I should hope so. Yes. I mean, from what you've told me, it would take at least a wedding and a funeral to bring
weddings,
all this
funerals,
to you.
People losing all their fortune, and Oliver Kicks and his wife do get pregnant and have...
The both of them?
Well, no. Oh,
wow.
No.
That would be something to see.
Just the wife, who is... And her wig, which I thought was... She has this wig that she constantly has to bend down and to go in and out of rooms, and it flaps.
We all know how that is.
I hate when my wig bends down, I have to say. But it's really a fun night, and it's hilarious, and everybody does a great job at pulling it all out, so to speak. No, maybe not.
And scene. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.